But whose oil is it? The fundamental question. Not everyone thinks that the answer is easy. For example, Professor Paul Collier at the Blavatnik School of Government at Oxford University, who challenges what has become something of an orthodoxy in Scotland about how resources would be shared out in the event of independence. Well, I've been talking to him, and at the same time to the oil economist Tony Mackay, who takes quite the opposite view. First, Professor Collier, who says it isn't Scotland's oil.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of an inconvenient truth for Scotland, but it isn't Scotland's oil. It's a lie that's been repeated so often that a lot of Scots have come to believe it, but it's a lie. It's very straightforward. It's like this. United Kingdom, like pretty well every other country in the world, decided that if it found natural resources, those natural resources would belong to everybody. And that's a sensible thing to do, because natural resources are found somewhere but not everywhere. And before you do the geology, you don't know where they are. Once you've found them, the region that happens to be well endowed with these valuable resources can't then retrospectively say, right, we're off. We're taking them with us. And if that was established as a precedent by Scotland, it would be catastrophic in Africa, which is the area that I work on.
In what respect?
It would create serious inequalities between little places that happen to be sitting on top of oil wells and great seas of poverty, and it would create conflict. Africa's already had major natural resource wars where rich regions have tried to secede. In Nigeria, the war with Biafra. In the Congo, the war with Katanga. Quite properly, those resource secessions were stopped.
Right.